I'm not very.
Okay, if you had, well, we've all seen westerns. Let's see if how educated we become from westerns on a buggy. Now, you told me about the hayloft, so chances are you might know something about that.
I had haylofts in the Bronx.
No, but we did have hay rides once in a while. Mm-hmm. Poor old dying horses. Always felt sorry for them. A wagon. Then there's a long pole out in front of the wagon that's used to tie the horses on to, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
What is that called? That long wooden piece. Okay. If you have just one horse pulling a buggy, there are two long pieces of wood. You know what those are called?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There are a few other things I'm not too sure of. The outside of a wagon wheel. The steel outside of a wagon wheel.
I don't know. Maybe if I was describing it to somebody, I would call it the rim of the wheel, but well, that's correct. No, I don't know.
You're still worried about what's correct.
Well, I mean,
what's
not correct.
I'm
correct. If that might be what it might be called, I don't know.
Right. They're looking here for old terms that might be dying out and try to put them into print before they die to preserve them. It's like Yiddish, which is a dying language, and some scholars are trying to record it before it dies out completely.
I think it's becoming English, a lot of it.
Yeah. On television, anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see. Now, here's one that...
Kojak uses a lot of it. By the way, Telly Savalas uses a lot of it.
I've noticed that.
Yeah.
Do you know maybe this one about wagons? I doubt it because, again, we're on this peculiar level. On a wagon, you have two horses and each horse has a single tree.
What?
Single tree. You don't know what a single tree is. Then you wouldn't know, or you might. What do you call the thing that both of these, both single trees, are hitched to keep the horses together?
The reins, I don't know.
It's called a double tree. It
makes sense.
That's the name of this subdivision.
Double gate.
I was close. If a man had a load of wood in his wagon and he was driving along, what would you say he was doing with the wood?
He was driving along with the wood?
Mm-hmm. Was he, you say he was doing...
He was carting it?
Okay. When Steve had, tree stumps out in the back here.
Mm-hmm.
What did he have to do to get rid of them? They put chains on them and then pulled them. What other word would you use for?
Well, you might say he yanked them, but I don't think that's what they did. Why don't you cut that off? I've got the weakest kidneys in town.
That's how it started, wasn't it?
Yeah, and then it started with him interviewing her, and then it ended with him talking to her about a tree.
That's right.